Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go live to the White House now. Mona Kosar Abdi joining us live. And, you know, Mona, it's funny because this is such a big deal for David, for really everybody here in Western New York, as the Medal of Honor is going to be awarded this afternoon. That meeting will take place between David and the president. But, you know, still, life goes on at the White House. Even with such a big event, there's so much more also happening at the same time.
Right now, the topic of the morning that's been covering all the headlines is this back and forth with Iran. The president yesterday announcing that he was going to implement some hard-hitting sanctions against the Iran supreme leader and other members of the top leadership. And Iran this morning firing back, saying they called the sanctions outrageous and idiotic, saying that it will lead to the permanent closure of diplomacy between the two nations. Now, what's interesting about that is, besides retaliating for Iran shooting down that U.S. surveillance drone last week, the president also hopes to bring Iran to the negotiation table through these sanctions. But National Security Advisor John Bolton says that, you know, while the door is open for Iran and they just have to walk through, he also admits that they have made no signs of wanting to renounce nuclear weapons or even negotiate.
Mona, are these sanctions going into effect immediately?
They appear to be going into effect immediately. Now, what's interesting also is that Iran says that, on, you know, on one hand, they're dismissing it. They're saying that the supreme leader had no intention of going to the U.S., and they say that it won't have much of an effect. But on the other hand, Iran's president this morning as well called it an anti-human rights action. He said that the White House is confused and frustrated because they believe that not just these sanctions, but previous sanctions would disrupt the country within a couple of months. But then, you know, he also says that this prevents Iran from coming to the negotiation table because one of the members of the leadership that have been hit with these sanctions is Iran's foreign minister, the one who would be doing the negotiations.
Mona, this Medal of Honor ceremony that will take place at the White House later today, we're hearing of, you know, all the guests who are invited from David, everybody who's going to take part. Typically for a ceremony like this, maybe not a Medal of Honor, but something else being recognized at the White House, I mean, how big can these get? How big are the crowds?
Pretty substantial. I think it's something, you know, it's one of the highest honors that you can receive. And I remember even for the Medal of Freedom that Tiger Woods received, there was a substantial crowd on the at the White House. So it's definitely a sight to see.
All right, Mona, thanks so much. It's Mona Kosar Abdi joining us live from the White House this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.